What's up, gang?
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Internet Frenzy. This week is going to be awesome. This week's episode is brought to you by StickerU. If you're listening to the podcast, you have to check out the YouTube video, check out the socials this week, as you're going to be seeing some of these awesome products that StickerU sent us. They make any brand look freaking legit.
Yes.
And I have to just say, they look awesome. The quality of the stickers is next level. It's not just like your cheap stickers. These are like high quality.
Yeah.
Colors pop, lines super clear. So if you're looking to do any branding for yourself, like for your own business, for real, check out StickerU, because 100%. this stuff is legit. And it's not just stickers.
No.
Iron-ons for shirts, water bottles. What else? Stickers for your car.
Yeah.
Stickers for your wall. Whatever you want.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I have to add this.
Please do.
We got car stickers. Look how sick that is. What does it say, Joe?
It's like Reddit, but out loud.
Boom. And then we have the
Internet Frenzy podcast QR code.
Yes.
Super cool sticker company. You send in your designs and then they make them look freaking awesome. So shout out to StickerU. We're super stoked on everything that we got. And again, listen to the podcast. You guys got to tune in so you can see. But just to give you a quick little preview, this is what stories you can expect this week. Friends with benefits gets caught lying to me. Husband doesn't know that I dated his best friend.
Oh.
Am I the a-hole for lying to my mom and gaslighting her?
Yes.
And I married my same gender best friend, even though we're both straight.
Oh.
So stay tuned because it's going to be rowdy. But quickly, we're going to go over which one was the fake last week.
Yes.
So we have the episode from last week was red, green, and beige flags. We've got divorcing over fertility issues with the very positive update.
Yeah, and the update was so great. I love that story. Well, the ending I love.
Very, very, very true story, not a fake, which we love.
Yeah.
Spilling mom secrets to our daughter. And then we have the past relationship secrets, the girl that didn't want to tell her boyfriend. He asked if she'd had a past with the one guy. And anyways, that was a real story as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so he broke up with her on the spot. And then the last one was sneaking leftovers to my ex.
Oh.
Which thankfully, the last one, sneaking leftovers to my ex, was the fake.
Yes.
So if you guys guessed that, good for you. You're getting good at this. Or if you didn't guess it, keep practicing. But that was it. So without further ado, let's jump into the stories.
No pretending.
This first story comes from MI, the a-hole. It's AITA, friends with benefits gets caught lying to me.
Oh, jeez.
So I had a friends with benefits for about 2.5, almost 3 months. I'm 24, he's 35. When we first started seeing each other, we saw each other often. And at this point, we had spent a lot of time together almost every day. Well, I work all over the U.S. normally, and I got a call from my recruiter from work who said I'd be scheduled to go on assignment March 1st. So we agreed to see each other up until I left and that he'd come on vacation with me when I came back in December. We said it'd be just us, then after we'd split. So I'm going to add my own context here. What she's saying is they were going to be monogamous up to this point, and then they would split. So I didn't talk to nor sleep with anyone else but him, and he wasn't supposed to either. That was our mutual agreement. Well, it's Wednesday, February 15th, and I see texts pop up on his iPad. He doesn't realize they pop up on there anytime he gets a text. And I was cleaning the house, his house, and I, by accident, saw it was some girl he's talking to. And honestly, I closed it when I saw her responses. At the time, I thought, you know what? I'm leaving March 1st, and this really won't be important after that. I was fine until I heard a text pop up about every 5 minutes. I couldn't help but look and get annoyed.
Oh, shoot.
I honestly wish I'd never seen any of it at all. Well, the next day comes around and Friends with Benefits kids are supposed to come today because of spring break. So I'd straightened up the house and I turned off his iPad because the messages were still popping up very often and I just didn't want to hear it. So it's 9:30 a.m. He's already gone for a court appointment and I'm just leaving for a doctor's appointment and I tell him, hey, I turned off your iPad. I'd hate for your kids to see the messages you're receiving from whoever it is you're texting. And he says, okay, thank you. I didn't know they were popping up. And I finally decided to tell him I saw them last night and I just didn't want to say anything and ruin the last bit of time we had left to see each other. And he's like, oh yeah, I thought her number was blocked. And I felt relieved for all of 2 seconds, but then I knew he was lying and I suddenly wasn't okay with it. I mean, he was actively texting her and I saw the responses, so I obviously knew it wasn't just a one or two. It was probably 30 text messages altogether. I unfortunately counted. So he plays it cool and I'm at the doc's office. I ask him to let me know if the kids are coming so we can find out if it's a good time for me to come back to his house, because I stayed there probably 4 days a week. Well, when I asked if it was a good time for me to come back, he texts me and says, "No, you just need to stay gone. I'm sorry."
What?
And I immediately knew it was because I said something about the text messages. He seemed upset and he's never not been okay with me coming over. So at this point, I'm mad I even mentioned it and annoyed he even got mad at me, as if I snooped through his stuff when in fact it was an accident. I saw anything at all, although I did keep looking. Yet I guess I'm a little forced to be glad this happened, because if he lied about that, who knows what else he wasn't honest about. I haven't talked to him since, and I honestly hate that he ended this the way he did, because I've done nothing wrong to him, and if anything, he's the one who lied to me like I'm some kind of idiot. I was really fighting the urge to be even a little petty, just be an adult and get over it, but I lost. So I somehow remembered this girl's number by memory. I call BS, okay? OP. BS, you didn't remember this by freaking memory. You wrote it down in her notes, and you freaking, yeah, you saved this. She said, "Since I'm a visual learner, I remember a lot of what I see, even if it's not on purpose. I also still have his, and I put them both on a bunch of STD-positive sites, and they should be getting calls and texts very soon, LOL. And probably wondering if the other has an STD. It's really the only thing that's really made me feel better, and I never really do this kind of thing to people, but it just felt nice to get even for once. I just need to know if I'm being dumb or what. Normally, it wouldn't affect me this much, but after being lied to and treated like crap all the time, from men anyway, it really just hit me a little hard. All thoughts and opinions are welcome. I can take it. Update, because it's not worth waiting. So I do obviously feel a little bit bad that I put her number on an STD site. There's a 50-50 chance she knew about me, and I'm grown enough to admit when I'm wrong about something and being an asshole. Him, I feel zero remorse for. If we have an agreement, then stick to it. If you want to change it, talk to me. I wouldn't have been upset if he had just talked to me. Nobody wants to be one of many partners, and we've had a conversation about this. So he is at fault for not being honest at the least. But nobody's perfect. We all do stupid things sometimes when someone hurts our feelings. Then we move on from them and find someone else when we're ready."
So where I forgot, because that was kind of a long story, I forgot, how long have they been dating?
2.5 to 3 months. They're just friends with benefits. They're not even exclusive.
Okay. She's overreacting. They're friends with benefits. They're not even together.
So this is the thing, is this is a foreign freaking concept for us. Like, based on our upbringing,
yeah,
that friends with benefits is not really a thing for us. So I have a hard time relating in any sense, but that's where my mind went, was how on earth do you have any expectations for monogamy when you're literally friends with benefits? Like, you've agreed to being friends with benefits.
That actually stays at his house 4 nights a week, though. That's pretty wild. That's like you're in a relationship, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So that part, I was a little bit like, wait, okay. Got a little confused. So they are like major friends with benefits then, if she's there all the time.
See, and that's the thing. This is where it's the whole stick to your story type of deal, because she obviously, she's telling herself they're friends with benefits. He's obviously treating it as friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. But I think she actually really is hoping for something more.
100%.
Like, there's no doubt.
I think she's a little delusional. Like, she's kind of pretending to be in that, like, whole girlfriend-boyfriend era when they're not.
When, yeah, and he's like, he's not down. He's not, clearly, he's not down.
What's crazy to me is, like, he didn't even try and, like, save it, really. He just was like, "Don't come back."
See ya, bro.
Yeah. Like, he's on to the next iPad girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my heck. That's crazy.
So in the comments did help to add a little bit of context. So okay. Like, because what I thought is not like totally how the world sees it, and for good reason. So that's, somebody said, "Lots of friends with benefits are monogamous. Just because a person doesn't want to have a romantic relationship doesn't mean they want a sexual partner who has many partners. This should have been hammered out by the people involved. Everyone sucks here."
Okay.
So my first reaction was like, "Hey, yeah, you're the asshole, because you just, like, you just put him on blast when you just weren't actually cool with what you agreed to."
Yeah.
And I would never be cool with that anyway, you know? Like, yeah. I couldn't. So part of me is like, I get why you would think that you were in a relationship or feel like you were.
She was like trying to play it cool, probably, because she really liked him.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh yeah, we can just be chill. Like, we don't have to be anything exclusive, but I'll crash at your house four nights a week.
Yeah, like, you're gonna fall in love with me. And if you don't, I'm gonna put your freaking number on an STD thing.
Exactly.
That, can we talk about that? Is there any comments about that? That's crazy.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch, but there's a couple more that I want to share. More important question. Why were you cleaning his house if you guys are just friends with benefits?
Facts.
She says, we may have just been friends with benefits, but we were at least a little caring of each other. I was obviously a little too caring, but what's done is done.
Yeah, just like the STD submission, girl.
It's, yeah, you're effed up for doing that. Like, yeah, that's wrong.
That's so crazy.
Here's one that speaks. I knew I read one earlier. You put them on positive STD sites to be petty. That's not petty. You're a real piece of shit. You'd be furious if someone did that to you. Not only are you the asshole, you're also probably a narcissist with sociopathic tendencies. He really dodged a bullet, liar or not.
Whoa.
So comes in swinging.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. Well, I don't know. I don't know what entails, like, if you get put in that, like, what really happens? You just get a phone call?
I have no idea.
Like, no one's banging on your door. Like, you know?
STD police.
Open the door.
Like, we have your treatment right out here. I don't even know.
So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, if it's just a call. I mean, it's still so crazy, but do I think she's, like, the most evil human? No.
No, it was, to me, that it sounds like it's just petty.
Yeah.
It is petty, and there's a small part of me that feels bad for OP for thinking that it was going to be something more. It's also kind of like, you know, play stupid games.
And, like, choose better.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell when a guy's a dirtbag or not.
Well, she's 24. He's 35.
That's all you need to know.
And she's, like, playing housewife, just cleaning his house while he's at a court appointment.
She's for sure. She fell hard. She out with him bad.
Yes.
That's a good story, and Joe.
It was funny. I looked at the other posts that OP has done, and her life's a train wreck.
No way.
Like, she just is a little bit of a crap magnet.
Okay.
So if you want to go find the story, search FYB gets caught lying to me. You can go do your own deep dive.
Oh, wow.
It's, yeah. OP's a mess.
Okay, now on to my story. My husband doesn't know I dated his friend. I told him we just hooked up once. We actually lived together.
Yoinks.
This has been eating me alive, and I feel like I'm going to implode if I don't say it somewhere. So I, 29F, have been married to my husband, 31M, for almost 2 years now. We've got a solid relationship, good communication, real partnership, all that. But there's this one thing I lied about early on, and it's honestly turned into a whole fake history I've had to maintain, and now I don't know how to undo it. The lie. I told my husband I once hooked up one time with this guy, Nate, when we were both drunk at a party in college. That's not true. Nate and I dated for almost 2 years. We lived together for almost one of them. Why did I lie? Because when I first met my now husband, we were just casually talking, and Nate came up in a story. Not in a bad way, just, oh yeah, I knew him from back in the day. My husband sort of laughed and said Nate was the kind of guy who always dated crazy girls, and how, thank goodness, they didn't hang out anymore, and I panicked. So when it came up later that I knew Nate, I just said we'd hooked up once, and it was super random and weird. He barely blinked. Problem is, Nate and I actually had a very real, very serious, extremely messy relationship. We broke up because he cheated on me with someone from his gym, and I was in therapy for 6 months after that. And now, well, my husband and Nate are kind of friends again. Not like besties, but they see each other through mutual friends and at work events, and I live in constant fear of them talking too long. I've had to pretend I don't remember basic things about Nate. I've forgotten his sister's name, pretended I didn't know he's allergic to shellfish, and even acted surprised when he showed up to a wedding and gave me a hug. My husband said later, "You seem so awkward, it was hilarious." And I laughed along like it was no big deal. But he's starting to piece things together. The other night he asked, "Are you sure you guys only hooked up once?" I froze. I said, "Yeah, why?" And he just shrugged and said, "Nate made a comment like we used to be pretty close." I don't know what to do. I cannot believe I've lied about something like this for this long. It doesn't even matter anymore. Like, I'm obviously married to someone else, and Nate is ancient history. But I feel like if I come clean now, it'll feel so much worse. Like, it'll seem like I was hiding something serious, which I guess I was. Every time we go to a party where Nate might be, I feel sick. My husband has no idea I still remember the sound of Nate's laugh, or the way he used to leave his wet towel on the bed, or how we adopted a cat together, that I had to rehome after the breakup. I'm exhausted from holding this version of the truth up like a weird emotional Jenga tower. But I can't bring myself to tell him. So instead, I'm here just dumping this into the internet void. I guess I just wanted someone to know.
Dang.
Yes.
So this was on, what was this on? This was on, it sounds like a true off my chest. The truth shall set you free, OP.
But will it? I don't know if it will now at this point. It's like, at this point, I don't know. What would you do if I finally told you?
Yeah, that you had had a long relationship with one of my friends.
Best friends.
I'd be like, you're dumb for waiting this long to tell me this.
You'd be pissed.
I would be a little bit mad in the context of our lives, but not, it's like, that is something that shouldn't be that big of a deal. It's your past. It's before you were with the person.
But the reason why she was like, oh, I didn't want to just tell him right then and there is because he was just crapping about all the girlfriends. Like, oh, yeah, all
no, the girls
that Nate dated were crazy. And she's just starting to talk to this guy. And she's like,
Oh, that's, I understand.
But then it was like, at that point, it's like, then what do you do? I'm surprised Nate hasn't told him.
Well, and it sounds like they're like, they're not truly like friends. They run in the same circles.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I just think that it's, the bottom line is Brick, just tell him, just get it off of your chest, because how mad could he be? It's just dumb. It's a dumb thing to lie about.
I don't know if she should at this point, honestly.
Really?
I think it's going to be bad.
Wow.
She lived with him.
Yeah. 2 years is a long relationship. But here's the thing. Let me explain this. Just imagine if she came to him and she said, hey, I have something I need to tell you. Here's why I didn't tell you before.
Yeah.
When I was going to, you were talking about how Nate's dated a bunch of crazies, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want you to think I was crazy, but I actually dated him for a while. I've been holding this in because it goes back to that moment. Isn't that stupid? I'm sorry that I lied.
And you'd be cool with it.
I would be like, what the frick? Why? Like, that is dumb. That's a dumb thing to lie about. Because it's before. It's not the same as violating the trust in a current relationship.
Yes. My brain would go to, like, what else are you lying to me about?
That, yeah. And that's
what I'm, there would just be so much there where it would be so hard to unpack rather than just being like, wow, that was dumb. Like, wait, you're like, it just looks so bad.
Right. It's like, that's a big deal that you are willing to lie about that. You have a point. That's the way a lot of people's brains work, where it's like, well, there has to be more. You have to be just a pathological liar. When clearly that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. It could be something stupid and then you just get in too deep. Talk about sticking with your dang freaking story.
That's sticking with your story, baby.
Yeah, she says, I'm sinking with this ship.
She needs to sticker you.
She does.
It should be, what's the sticker say on it?
Be like, I wanted to tell the truth, but I'm weak. This is the perfect time for me to place my first sticker you sticker on my favorite little, I don't know what you call this thing. It's kind of like a koozie, but better.
I bet it goes on so good.
Oh, like a dream. No air bubbles. Looks perfect. How we doing?
Other camera.
How we doing?
And it's waterproof. I need to mention that.
Let's go. I don't ever need to wash this because it's just a koozie. I just stick a can in it, but.
Let me see it.
Cheers. Looks freaking bomb.
Cute. So cute.
Love you. Love you, sticker you.
I think it's your turn, Joe.
Tell you what. Let me read.
I'm excited for this next one. I feel like you're going to come out with a banger right now.
Hey, don't act like I didn't just tell you that off wax.
What does that mean? Off what?
That's a term for like what's going to be cut out. It's like what's not going to be included in the podcast.
Where the heck did you learn that lingo?
Listen, I've listened to podcasts far longer than I've created them. True. That's a tribute to Jalen and Jacoby. Only the real ones are going to know.
Oh.
That's a podcast that hasn't been around for a while.
Okay.
Oh. It's been created and gone and died. All right, this one comes from, am I the a-hole? And you reacted to this when I did the preview in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, let's see if you stick to your side of the story. Am I the a-hole? My mom is upset because I lied to her and asked her to keep a secret and then gaslit her about it. Now, listen, this story is not what it sounds like. OP's a genius. My mom, 46, loves to gossip. I wish she didn't, but she does. I try my best not to participate, but sometimes she tells me stuff I would rather not know. I was having a rough time after a breakup with my boyfriend, and I made the mistake of talking to her about it. Basically, my boyfriend decided that he preferred a close friend of mine to me. She told him to get effed, and he tried coming back to me, saying he made a mistake and all that. Seriously, F that guy. Next thing I know, my aunt is texting me to ask me about this friend who stole my man. That wasn't what happened. I asked my mom WTF, and she said she was just talking the situation over with her sister. I very clearly told her not to discuss my personal life that I told her about with anyone else. If I want them to know, I will tell them. She said I was taking it too seriously, but agreed. She did it again and again. I am now done with her BS. I'm graduating from college in June. I already have a great job lined up with the company that I've interned with. I have a plan for my future. I was talking to my mom recently and she was prying into my life. I told her why I wasn't interested in talking to her about anything personal. She started crying about how she's a terrible mother and can't do anything right. I'm used to her manipulation now, so I just waited it out. After she calmed down, I told her that I actually had some big stuff going down in my life, but that I would hate her forever if she told anyone. She promised that she wouldn't tell a soul.
Oh, jeez.
I told her I was pregnant and might need to drop out, but that I was happy about it. After she lost her crap, she said she would support me no matter what and that she would keep my secret until I decided what I was going to do. I know it's a cliche, but my phone did blow up. Relatives and friends all calling to check in on me and see how I was doing and if I needed anything. I told everyone I was fine and was looking forward to graduation and my career. My aunt broke first and asked what I was going to do about the baby and if I had really thought through my life if I had a kid. I told her I wasn't pregnant and had never been pregnant.
Oh.
I asked her who was spreading such awful rumors about me and she wouldn't say. But it got around too. Eventually, my mom called me to ask. I said I had no idea what she was talking about and that maybe she dreamed it or something.
Oh my gosh.
She is pissed about it and thinks I am gaslighting her, which I suppose I am, but I feel bad now that everyone thinks she is lying and she can't prove otherwise. Am I the a-hole?
No.
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 I love it.
I am so for OP right now. That's hilarious.
100%. And so are the comments. Everyone says NTA.
That's so good. Oh, that mom's a piece of work.
The need to gossip, the need to swirl stuff around. It's like, that's your child, dude.
I know.
Can you just hold down the fort for her? You don't need to go and tell whoever, Aunt Denise.
You have an Aunt Denise.
Can't just go just telling everybody about what's going on. Like, that's just, that's not cool. But so good of OP to literally have the fortitude, have the thought to go through with something like this.
Yeah.
It's clever. First and foremost, she's like, watch this go around. And then she just little fires everywhere. The mom saying all this BS. And now she's like, wait, what? She's like, look, I'm going to be starting my great job soon. After I graduate, everything's fine. What are you talking about? Who told you that?
That's so good.
Which makes her mom look like a buffoon, but that's what she deserves.
Yeah, she totally deserves that. Lesson learned right there, lady.
That's it. So don't be that person. Don't be chit-chatting. Don't be gossiping.
I say OP sticks to that story forever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
That's so good.
No, but for reals. That's...
Oh, I love that story.
Not much.
Great one.
Not much to discuss on it other than thank you, OP, for putting that in my life.
No, literally. That was so good.
Okay, so somebody did say this. NTA and keep doing it. Try to see how effed up it has to be before she stops spreading gossip. And then somebody responded and said, a few suggestions. Mom, I'm dying of cerebral cancer. I got 6 months extra due to surgery, and the brain surgeon asked me out for drinks. Mom, I'm getting married in 2 weeks to my step cousin. He's from Japan, so we'll be moving there in about 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Mom, I ran over a dog. After I took it to the vet, the owner asked for my hand in marriage. By the way, I'm gay. Mom, I DUI'd and hit a man. We're now engaged. Just somebody just giving all these recommendations for here's all the asinine things you should tell your mom.
That's so dumb. No, I thought hers was the best. She did great. Okay, so my story is off my chest. I married my same gender best friend, even though we're both straight. My wife / best friend, Annie, is self-employed, works freelance, and as a result has struggled getting steady health insurance in the past. 4 years ago, she had a health scare, and because I had somewhat decent insurance through my job, we said F it and got married. Thankfully, the health scare was just a scare and we're both healthy. 3 years ago, we said F it again and decided to buy an apartment, Taylor. It's small and shitty, but there's no way we could afford anything on our own, so it's nothing to really complain about. We have separate rooms and we still sort of casually date, but we talked it over and decided to commit to being married. We love each other, we've lived together, and we're happy. So does it really matter that we're not gay? We haven't decided if we're having children yet, but we have decided that if we are, we're having them together, not with a man. Everyone in our life is really confused about our marriage, and I guess to some extent, so are we. But this seems like a don't fix what ain't broke situation. I don't know what it means to be platonically married. I know we're not gay, but we're also more than friends. I've honestly never been this happy my entire life, and the love I have for this woman pales in comparison to the ways I felt about boyfriends in the past. And before the best pal jokes start pouring in, I've never in my life been sexually aroused by a woman, and I very much find men hot. Guess this is just my PSA to all of you that you can live life however you want, and there's no universal formula for a good life.
I am shook.
I don't know how to comprehend this.
This actually reminds me, one of my homies that was on my golf team in Montana, I'm not going to say his name, but if he ever were to find this, he would know. His marriage was very difficult, and he was talking about getting a divorce, and he was like, bro, if that ever happens, you and I, we could get married just for tax benefits. I remember him bringing that up and me being like, yeah, dude, that's funny.
But like, you're already married at that point.
No, and he was saying, like, if I was to ever go through something similar, he like, his whole joke was like,
we'll get a divorce and then let's get married for the benefit.
It was like,
already have
tax benefits and like stress free living is what he was trying to say. So, like, that's
what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's already divorced and remarried.
No way.
Yeah. But to a girl. To a girl. No, and like, you're missing the point that it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like a joke. It's not something that's serious. It's, unless it is, I guess.
I guess that's a thing. Instead of like friends with benefits, it's married with health benefits.
Pretty much. That's like, yeah.
I can't help but think that there's something more between them, though.
Well, she said, I love this woman. And she's like, the way that she feels about her pales in comparison, but nothing sexual. Like, she's not aroused by her. She just loves her, loves being with her. I wonder how common that is. Like, is that a thing? We just don't even realize it. People are out there living and they're just married to their homie.
That's actually a really good thought. There's got to be so many out there.
A decent amount.
There has to be. At least they're living in like harmony rather than the couples that get married that are physically and emotionally like in love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually they like grow apart and they're living together, but they're like hate each other.
Yeah, like,
not live in harmony anymore, but they're still honestly living as just friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's wild though. But yeah, this story, I was like, wow, I never really thought about that before.
Could you think of ever doing that? If you, let's just say I fell off the face of the earth, I died.
Yeah.
And you're single and you have a friend that you get along with really well. You guys both have good jobs, but like, it would just be easier. It's almost like a roommate situation where you're, instead of just being roommates, you have the added benefit, everything that comes with marriage, filing taxes together, health insurance, all that. Is there anybody that you could think of that you could live with, coexist with? And if you want to go out on dates, go ahead. They don't care because they're not gay.
Yeah. Well, I would not marry them. So no.
So you wouldn't, and it's because you don't care about the tax benefits or the financial benefits.
I wouldn't want to marry them at all.
Well, and it's just a non-traditional
view. I would live with a girl, like as roommates, and I have one friend in mind I totally would. Other than that, no. But I wouldn't marry them. So let's say you, whatever, were out of the picture. I would love to not have a roommate at all. And so if that was a possibility, then that's what I'm going for. But
dang, you'd have to be making lots of money.
I'll make it happen.
Okay. No, I could never do it either. I'm way too traditionally minded. There's no possible way.
No, I couldn't.
I could have a roommate if I needed to, but I would not. I get sick of people.
Yeah, I would prefer not to have a roommate. And we have a daughter, so it's like I would want just my space with me and my kid. But Thankfully, you're not going anywhere anytime soon, right?
Right.
Don't leave.
Okay.
Hey, love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too. Well, let me know. Let us know, you guys. Comment on socials, YouTube, whatever you like. Yeah. Let us know which one you think is fake. Huge shouts again to Sticker U. We love the box of merch. You guys are the greatest. And for real, if you're listening, you have stickers needs, go get you some Sticker U right this second because their stuff's fire. You will not be disappointed.
You really will. And they have so many different types of things. It's not just water bottle stickers. There are stickers in general. There's so many cool things you can get. So go check them out. You will love them. And we love you guys. Oh, thanks for being here.
Thanks for listening to another episode. We'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned. And until then.
Oh, you didn't even do anything. Internet frenzy on 3, 1, 2, 3. Internet frenzy.
I'm never doing that.
You silly boy.